Author Ben Killam has studied black bears for decades and has raised orphan bear cubs. His new book is called Out on a Limb, What Black Bears Have Taught Me About Intelligence and Intuition. He joins us now and says his interest in bears came by accident.
I grew up with my father, Lawrence Killam, who was a virologist at the Dartmouth Medical School, and he studied birds as an avocation and wildlife in general. And so I grew up in a household with lots of wild animals around. And when I was two, my dad went on sabbatical to Africa and brought a half-grown leopard into the house, much to my mother's chagrin. But needless to say, we all survived and returned from Africa with two African hornbills and a Nile crocodile that my dad raised in a basement shower till it was about 6 feet long. But we had all kinds of native wildlife, from porcupines to woodchucks and birds and aviaries and hawks and owls and crows and ravens. So based on my childhood experience, I was interested in carnivores. And carnivores present a little different problem to study than birds. My dad prided himself on simple apparatus, a pair of binoculars and a small folding chair, and he and my mother would sit in front of woodpecker nests and document courtship and behavior. But carnivores, as anybody knows who goes into the forest, they disappear rapidly, and they're hard to get any time observing them. And so based on my childhood experience, I decided I could raise an orphan animal loose in the forest, acting as a surrogate mother to it, and document juvenile behavior and use that to understand adult behavior. I wasn't thinking about bears. The Fish and Game Department, one of the COs, broke departmental policy and brought us an 11-month-old cub that later had to be euthanized. And following that, the Vermont Fish and Wildlife had two orphan cubs that they had heard about what I wanted to do and asked me if I would take. And since that time, we've raised and rehabilitated and returned to the wild over 100 black bear cubs.
You write a lot about Squirty, and maybe that's the bear, I guess, for lack of a better term, closest to you. Tell me about that bear.
Squirty came to me when she was 3 pounds and 7 weeks old, and I raised her and with her siblings loose in the forest, acting as a surrogate mother. When she became adult, she left me and went on her own and established her own home range, and I followed her into the forest. I had a radio collar on her and went in on a radio signal almost daily to see what she was up to, and have followed her since then. She's now 18 years old and will be giving birth to her 10th set of cubs in the wild.
Well, obviously, and this is what we want to talk about, and this is what you wrote about, and again, we're talking with Ben Killam. He wrote Out on the Limb, What Black Bears Have Taught Me About Intelligence and Intuition. You've obviously learned a lot from bears. I this is such an open-ended question, I'm afraid to ask it, but I just want to throw this out there. What have you learned about bears that maybe a lot of us don't know? For instance, a lot of us that go into the forest are worried about encountering one. Should we be afraid?
Well, what I've learned is bears are just another animal, and if you can understand their behavior and learn how they communicate, you can do quite well with them in the forest, and you don't have to be fearful of them. Bears are a lot like us, and they communicate with both emotion and intention. So if you meet a female bear on a trail and she false charges, and that means she rushes at you and expels a big blast of air, it'll scare you to death. She just wants to delay confrontation long enough for communication to take place. And if you're working at a restaurant or and carrying a pail of food scraps out to a dumpster and a bear false charges you, he simply wants you to drop the pail of food scraps before you put them in the dumpster. So we can understand these animals, and that's what I hope will help people deal with these animals as they encounter them in the forest.
Is there something that about bears that even surprised you? I mean, you'd been around wild animals your whole life. I'm curious what maybe you got from them that maybe you didn't expect.
Well, I think one of the biggest surprises was that while they would bite to punish, which is cubs are like human children. They use pain and pleasure to manipulate us to make sure we took care of them properly. But they would also reconcile. And that reconciliation was a big surprise. I don't get it with my dog, and I don't get the punishment with my dog. He kind of takes everything. But the bears, they bite you if you're not doing things correctly, and then they make up, and they don't hold grudges.
Out on a Limb is the name of the book, What Black Bears Have Taught Me About Intelligence and Intuition. Ben Killam is the author. A pleasure having you on our program. Very interesting discussion. Thank you for joining us.
Well, thanks, Bob. Thanks for having me.